Shek. Okay, Sister Sameh has another question, and she says, can you explain Ayah 35 from Surah An-Nur, please, Shek?
Then we don't have to answer any other question after, because this is a quality Ayah that needs detailed explanation. The Ayah which talks about Allah's Nur. Ayah 35 of Surah An-Nur, in this Ayah Allah Almighty says, الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. This lengthy verse of 35 of Surah An-Nur, of course, is describing Allah's guidance and hidayah. And maybe I will just satisfy with giving the near meaning. Allah the Almighty says what it means. Allah nur as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is, as Abdullah ibn Abbas said, nur here means the hidayah. He is the guide to everyone in the heavens or on the earth. And accordingly, the rest of the meaning will be based on this proper understanding that the nur is the hidayah. In another ayah in Surah Ibrahim, in the beginning, Allah the Almighty says that كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنَ رَبِّهِمْ. So the hidayah is nur, is light, is illumination, and so forth. So Allah the Almighty says that the parable of His light, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ. The Mufassirin have two different opinions with regards to whom does the pronoun Nurihi, that ha, by the, in the ha of the pronoun, belongs to Allah and His light, or belongs to the recipient of this light, which is the heart of the believers. Accordingly, the understanding of the rest of the ayah will be based on whichever opinion. So in the first one, they say that the parable of His light, which sheds in the heart of the believers, and His guidance is like a niche. In this niche, there is a lamp. And the lamp is put in a glass. The glass is as pure as a brilliant star. And it is lit from a blessed tree. This blessed tree in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it an olive tree. So shajaratu zaytun, or the olive, is a blessed tree as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in this ayah. So many benefits in this verse. And then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described how pure, how brilliant is the oil which is extracted from the olive tree. In this parable by saying that لا شرقية ولا غربية, it's neither of the east nor of the west. What does it mean? You know that the tree or the plants or the crops will give produce based on how much they absorb of the sun rays. So شرقية means it only gets the sun rays in the morning from the east. And غربية of the west, that means it only gets the sun rays afternoon. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا شرقية ولا غربية, neither of the east nor of the west, that means it's in the middle. It's getting the sunlight and sun rays throughout the entire day. That means it is such a blessed tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. The oil of this tree will almost glow off by itself even without being touched with a fire. Then by the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He wants you to imagine the hidayah which He puts in the heart of the believer, like this niche that has the lamp in a brilliant glass, like a brilliant star. And He described the oil, how pure is it. Then He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by the end, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ, there is light upon light. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah guides to His light whomsoever He wills.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh.